This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up?
That's deep.
You gotta turn my mic on.
You'll never be as good as your daddy.
You gotta turn my mic on. What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, obscure linebacker edition.
Yep.
We're going to go there.
Yep.
I mean, the normal guys are, Mike Mamula and all those guys.
They have Manti Te'o on the list.
But I would fight back against it. I think Manti Te'o, once he got to New Orleans, actually played good football. I think Manti Te'o, unfortunately, obviously when you've seen the documentary, could just never outrun that situation, kind of like almost before we get into it, like Spencer Rattler. It's well known now that the GMs can't get over what they saw him do as a 17-18 year old kid on the Netflix show QB1. They still held that against him, so it's a good lesson to learn from those. If you got aspirations to go to college or the NFL, what you do on social media can hurt you, and it will hurt you, and it will cost you, because skill wise and the way he's played, he probably was easily a second or third round pick. Mm-hmm. Now he's in a good situation, but cost him a lot of money initially, and so he's got an uphill battle to fight. But now we're on to the linebacker edition. I don't even know where are you starting at, like a guy like Marlon Greenwood? Marlon Greenwood went from a linebacker, he went safety to linebacker, came down to Houston, tried to uphold the number 56, lasted a year. Charlie Cashley paid him buku money. And they said by halfway through the season, he was working on a rap album, trying to be with Scarface down in Houston.
There are players that, so let me use Washington as a point of reference.
Okay.
And then go back into history. And guys, one, you want to play long enough for people to remember you.
Right. Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
That Washington had Brad Dusick, who played for like 11 years. I'm not sure how. Like, he looked the part.
Right.
And he was always out there. But every year they try to replace him, which is why they find Monty Coleman. Like, you go and get Monty Coleman because right. Brad Dusick. They had Brad Dusick, Neil Okowitz.
I like, but listen, I remember when the Redskins were number 52, Neil Okowitz. Yes. He's another guy that was in every Tops football card.
Man, package. You were going to get that Neil
Okowitz. You were going to have 55 Neil Okowitz.
How about this? Sponsorship out there, On the Block or Old School, card company. If you know someone that owns one, let's do like a segment a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come in. We'll open a pack.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Like it was. So in their greatest years, their greatest run, people will talk about linebackers who played in several Super Bowls. Mel Kaufman is not a name that is mentioned. Mel Kaufman, who looked like Uncle Mel as a rookie. Like, he came into the league looking like Uncle Mel Kaufman.
Yeah.
And wasn't overly impressive until you saw him just show up at the right moment all the time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the standard for it. Greg Minuski would have been, if he didn't
become
a head coach.
I was just about to say,
Minuski didn't become a head coach, there are a couple of guys. Greg Minuski, Rusty Tillman, they are in the Bill Cowher linebacker crew of guys who were really good special teams players and third down backs who became head coaches.
Austin, do you know where Bill Cowher played in the pros?
I do not.
Cleveland.
The Cleveland Browns. Ooh. You know where he went to college?
That I did not know where to go.
NC State.
That's right, he did. Yep.
That's right.
That's right.
NC State.
Yep.
So there's some guys that when you start to identify middle. Now, Buffalo has quite a few.
Of bad linebackers?
They're not bad linebackers. It's just they're okay. Like
they were horrible.
They're okay. Who are guys that were in the league? You can tell me a team, and I don't know, you might want to throw. Like Ron Rivera was an okay linebacker.
Like he wasn't. I thought he was all right. I thought he was. I thought he was.
Point proven. Right, in those 3.5 seconds, there's the point.
Now, you know who was worse than Ron Rivera was when the Bears had, because we had WGN, you know, Minnesota, so I'd watch the Bears as much as the Vikings, was Greg Morrison, number 51 for the Bears. First of all, you wore Dick Butkus' number. That's like what you should never do.
Yeah, don't do that.
And you were horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Buffalo, when I think of he's okay. He's okay. Gabe Northern.
Man, why are you going to live, my man?
I'm not mad at you, Gabe. I'm not mad.
Hold on. Hey, listen.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For people out there, if you want to know about Gabe Northern, and I didn't know this. First of all, I got a Gabe Northern story out the wazoo.
Right.
So we get there in rookie minicamp, right? And we do rookie minicamp, then we have our first minicamp.
Austin, he fell for it.
You must have known because we're on Facebook or something like that. So Gabe Northern. So here's the funny thing.
Got him.
Listen. We're staying at the Four Point Sheraton in Buffalo. There's nothing to do in Buffalo. Like, I mean, we don't have a car. We don't do anything.
Did he upgrade on you too?
No, he was a veteran, right? But Gabe, when you see him, he was a defensive end in college. He played at LSU. My man is yoked. I mean, he had the big neck roll, the one that was just a block of foam, and then he put his jersey over there, and Gabe was yoked, right? So he was outside line. He was a starting outside linebacker, and then Sam Rogers was the other one. Sam was married and had like 85 kids, so he never did anything. So we're at the Four Point Sheraton. We don't have a ride because everybody's, first of all, you don't know if you're going to get cut.
Right.
So I ain't bringing no car up there. So next thing you know, we get a call from down at the lobby. He was like, hey, you, Rayon, I call him Dookie. I mean, I call him the real name for Dookie, Ray, because that's how he looked in his uniform. Mm-hmm. He was from LSU. He's like, you guys going with me, right? Yo, he had us out all night in Buffalo until we had to go to the airport because the bars in Buffalo close at 6 a.m. in New York, 6 a.m. Flights at 8:30. Pack up, send you hammered, going, right? So Gabe Northern, if you go back and see the video of in one of our playoff games, there's Bruce Smith talking to Wade Phillips where Bruce goes up to Wade and takes the few times that Wade wore the headphones. And Bruce is like, man, I can't play with him. I can't play with that dude. He's sorry as you know what. And he kept saying it because Bruce is mic'd up. Me not knowing who he's talking about, he talking about Gabe. He talking about Gabe.
There's Jay Foreman in the back of the picture like Forrest Gump on the Alabama sideline just walking up behind everything. Like,
nah,
what y'all talking about?
Hey, listen, I heard it. I heard Bruce say it the way. And I left. I was like, I hope he ain't talking about me. But then I knew I wasn't in the game, so I knew I was good. And there's
Jake just waving like Forrest Gump.
Hi, Jenna.
Hey, I went down. Listen. Here's the thing. I went down and told my boy Keith Newman, because he was the other rookie linebacker. I said, yo, Bruce is giving somebody the business. I ain't going down there. Keith was like, I wonder who he's talking about. Keith goes down there, right, and finds out, you know, who it is. He's talking about Gabe Northern.
In broad daylight on national TV.
No, it's on NFL film.
No, this is the funny thing. That he did just and here's the thing. Back then, they had no mercy.
Oh, Bruce didn't have no mercy about anything.
And the NFL films, Steve Zimmer would just go, you know what, run it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna double take it. I'm not going to put in the outtakes. Run it. Like, if that's the thing somebody said, run it.
The only dude in Buffalo, well, Sam Rogers and Bruce used to go at it all the time, and I can't talk about what they would say, because I remember being a walkthrough. Because, you know, like, when you're not starting and the defense has a walkthrough, you got to play tight end.
Yep.
Bruce is defensive end. Sam Rogers is outside linebacker. And I'm just sitting there trying to look forward. You know, when you're back when your parents will argue at the family reunion? Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, anyways, the only guy that used to check Bruce is Ted Washington. Number one, Ted Washington was 6'5", 385, and nobody messed with him. But here's the thing with Bruce. So Bruce, if Bruce didn't want to take on any blocks, he would call a stunt to go in, and you take up, and Bruce just loop around and make the plays. That's why he was mad at Gabe. That's why he was mad at Gabe. Because Gabe's like, I'm running this stunt, and Gabe started making plays, and Tony Baselli was throwing Bruce out the club, right? That's where it came through. Well, we're playing the New York Jets, right? And Curtis Martin, this is when Bill Parcells, they running that ball. Curtis Martin and all them. Well, he tried to run a TE stunt with Ted. Ted can't boot. Ted's job is from A-gap to A-gap. It gets out to C, he's stopping. He's walking to try to, you know, get him back to the huddle. Well, Bruce tried to call the thing. And Ted would, hey, because I'm at linebacker, right? Ted, do this. Because Ted wore two gloves. That's how big his hands were.
Yeah.
He wore two gloves, so he would, you know, wave you off. So as the play's going, I come up and take on the guard. Ted's cussing out Bruce while he's got two guys. And then Ted would talk to himself and then talk to me, right? Because he always make fun of me because I was slew-footed. So he called me Sweetie Rabbit, right? So he's like, Sweetie Rabbit. He's like, I hate playing with him. He's like, I'll tell you, he calls that one more time, we fight. we fight that halftime.
See?
Yeah.
Things Bruce. Kids know.
Yeah. Tell Gabe Northern, man.
We're going to have some more fun. We get top
who's other, who's other? Who's other on that list?
Top of the hour. We're going to start with a head coach and a known defensive coordinator.
Oh, you're going to be – I know who that is. Jack Del Rio.
No. Close. Same HEI club. We'll talk about that when we come back, top of the hour. We'll jump over. Austin, get us out of here.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.